This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left folks, they are going to bombard you with bad news. They are going to accuse you of everything under the sun. They're voter suppression, voter fraud, all the things that they're trying.
They don't want us to do mail-in ballots because they're...
And we know what the only reason, the only thing we want is fair elections. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. As a conservative, that's all I want. I don't care whether you're running for school board. I don't care whether you're running for city council. It doesn't matter to me. I want it fair. If there's a contest on who can, you know, let's use American Idol. I don't want to find out later that somebody skewed the vote one way or the other with American Idol. Let the people choose. If it's a people vote, vote once, choose. Winner, congratulations. Don't care. No dog in the fight, as they say. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. That's where you can find out more about us 5 days a week and sometimes on the weekend, depending on what market you're in. The left wants you to be demoralized. I've talked about this the other day, and I'll talk about it all until the election. They want you demoralized. From Elmer Fudd not being able to carry a shotgun to redefining racism. They want you to wonder if sanity will ever return. Let me explain something, folks. This is not the norm. Sanity has never left. We've always got the comparison between sanity and insanity. And just because the insane think they're running the show doesn't mean that they are. Things have changed. They're going to continue to try to make you feel little, insignificant. Particularly with polling. But let me tell you, while I will tell you, dismiss polling, don't dismiss the nuances that are within the polls. I'll give you an example. It was an NBC Wall Street Journal poll. It posed the question, when it comes to the country these days, do you generally feel that things are in the country, to which 80% of respondents chose out of control, versus 15% who chose under control. And the article goes on to say, the final year of President Trump's first term has been incredibly challenging, calling on him to handle the response of a global coronavirus pandemic as well as national protests following the death of George Floyd in police custody. As such, the poll covers such topics as including approval ratings over Trump's handling of the current crisis and election preferences between Trump and Biden. Most strikingly, the poll indicated that 40% of the voters believe the current state of the economy was poor. 59% were more concerned with the actions of police following Floyd's death than there were the protests that have turned violent, a concern for only 27%. Trump recorded a surprise victory last week when job numbers for May showed a drop rather than a sharp increase as many had predicted. Still, the poll was conducted before the job numbers came out, blah, blah, blah. If you were asked which president you would choose today, 49% for Biden, 42% for Trump. So heavily weighted, this Democrat against Trump prior to the new release of data and, I mean, slanted in every way you can imagine. And they got Biden ahead of Trump by only 7% because they had him ahead 14%. So in another poll. So what I'm telling you guys is when you look at this and they're even, it's funny, they try to write it balanced, you know, like, yeah, you know, it's mostly bad news. It's incredibly challenging, et cetera, et cetera. So here's what's interesting. And I talked about this on another broadcast. 80% of the people said it's out of control. The country's out of control. Now, if you look at that and you say, oh my gosh, 80% of the people think that it's bad and it must be Donald Trump's fault. No, that's not the question. The question is, do you think that we are in the midst of anarchy or do you think that we're doing okay? And most people are going, we're in the midst of anarchy. This is insane. And they would be right. But now the question is, Who do they blame? Who do they blame? I'm gonna jump to another poll we talked about the other day, where 40% of black folks seem to be okay with the president. Now, before I get into that, let me ask you this. If you've got a Twitter feed, or Twitter's probably the best indicator, so I don't even want to use Facebook. If you've got a Twitter feed, are you seeing more black folks speaking out for Trump than ever before? Because I'm going to save you having to answer that. It's rhetorical for you. Because I have a Twitter feed. I've had it for years, since 2009. And I will tell you, the number of new black faces that are speaking out for Trump has increased exponentially. Not geometrically. Exponentially. There are people I've never heard of. They're in my feed. I don't know how they got there. And it's like, man, I'm for Trump. There was the most intelligent black dude. This dude looked like a hood rat. And he gave, I'm not exaggerating this dude should be at Wharton. He gave the most intelligent explanation of why he's voting for Trump that I've ever seen. I've seen 4 or 5 of these guys that are just, you know, dudes from the street, and they are giving, folks, I'm telling you, don't believe the hype. The daily tracking poll, as I mentioned the other day, black likely voters' approval of President Trump's job is over 40%. You're welcome, because we're helping with that. Yes. So when you look at these polls and they say 80% of the country, say it's out of control. You're right. And you know what they're saying? Democrats are doing it. Sean King, the other day, comes out. He says, yeah, we are voting for the very people who are putting black people in prison. In other words, the cities control the cops. This is not Republicans. I want you to understand, a member of Black Lives Matter is getting woke, as they say. That should be a very scary proposition for these leftists. And it should make you smile. Don't believe the polling the way you think it is. That is done. It's the same thing that happened to them when they were trying to convince us that in May, Donald Trump was going to lose an additional 10 million jobs. And instead, he created 2.5 million. 2.5 million more people went back to work. That is exactly how this polling is going to pan out for the Democrats. Look, we got a ton to talk about today. I'm so glad you're with me. Because you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We prep this show pretty well every day, and I have to tell you, most of the time, we really don't know where to start. There's so much going on. But I think, by the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I think we're going to start by talking about policing and stuff like that, and then I've got a heck of a segment that I want to do on some of the crazy things going on. So let's begin with Chicago. There was a beef between the Chicago mayor and an alderman, Lori Lightfoot, and I don't know who the alderman was, but they get into a contest. Then I want to go into some of the policing and some of the other things that are happening in Chicago that are being ignored, and we'll begin there. Because I'm telling you, it is a hodgepodge of chaos out there, and I could discuss any topic that you threw at me easily for an entire show. And the only reason why I don't do that is because it's boring. Even though, believe me, we would keep you riveted. You would come back every single day. But I want to go, you know, item by item by item every single day so you have an idea of all the craziness each and every day. But I could easily take one element of something, and we could dive deep enough to where you would be riveted. They would be teaching this stuff in history classes 10 years, 100 years from now. They would take this show and say, we're going to teach you all about the craziness that happens when you allow leftists to take over your country. So anyway, let's start with Lori Lightfoot and her alderman going at it over him essentially saying, look, we got to have cops in the streets.
We can't expect our police, and I don't fault them at all, to be able to control this. But I know that we asked our faith base yesterday to stand at the front line between police and looters and rioters. And I am simply not comfortable telling my churches, those people, to be the intermediary in the middle of a riot that's citywide. We need something better. Because right now, we have 370-whatever National Guards on standby. Half our neighborhoods are already obliterated. It's too late. We have to come up with a better plan because once, my fear is, once they're done looting and rioting and whatever's going to happen tonight, God help us, what happens when they start going after residents, going into the neighborhoods? Once they start trying to break down people's doors where they think they got something, or, you know, we know that people are here to antagonize and incite, and you've got them all pumped tonight, today, they're not going to go to bed at 8 o'clock. They're going to turn their focus in the neighborhood. I've got gangbangers with AK-47s walking around right now, just waiting to settle some scores. What are we going to do, and what do we tell our residents other than good faith people stand up? It's not going to be enough.
Thank you, Alderman. Next question.
No, I want an answer. You commented on everybody. I want an answer. It's not something you ignore. This is a question that I have.
I think you're 100% full of
shit,
is what I think. If you think we
no offense, you then.
Hold on.
Who are you to tell me I'm full of shit?
Looks like there's a little trouble in paradise, huh? Maybe Chicago is not quite the utopia as they represent. Maybe Seattle is not quite the utopia that they represent. Maybe Portland isn't quite the utopia that they represent. Yeah. Going at it. Anyway, the next thing I want to play is this is an actual police call. By the way, this alderman is exactly right. What happens when you've allowed this type of lawlessness that says go ahead and loot, you know, Targets and all these various stores? And when you're done with that, it's okay for you to go into neighborhoods. We had a segment where this girl, I think we did this the other day, she essentially is mad because these Middle Easterners who own a store in Chicago, she's mad that they won't let her go loot the Boost Mobile store. So, you know, what do you think these people are going to do? Their mentality is, just because you have it doesn't mean you own it. Just because you bought it doesn't mean it's yours. If I want it, you need to give it up. By the way, that is the same mentality of a rapist. That is the same mentality of spousal abusers. That is the same mentality of bullies. What do you think is going to happen if cops are not allowed to do their jobs? Folks, I'm giving you very good information here about the election. You want safety. I don't care how crazy these leftist cities get. What they want is safety. If you ask Matt Gaetz during the congressional testimony, and they had my buddy Dan Bongino in, who's a former cop and a Secret Service guy, and Dan's talking about policing, and Matt Gaetz asks, is there anybody here who wants to defund the police? Nobody raises their hand. Let me tell you, you want to talk about a political hot button? You can talk about border issues. You can talk about trade. You can talk about taxes. Show me a congressman, anybody that claims themselves to be for law and order, who wants to keep their job that says, I don't want the police. Now, I know Ilhan Omar, she says defund the police. AOC, these are crackpots. These are the people that are that show you just how far left liberalism can go. But I want to play this clip because it's a short one. And this one will illustrate what happens in cities run by Democrats. And I just want you to imagine if this were your neighborhood.
The survey kids falling are shooting the gang bangers versus gang bangers. They're shooting across at each other. Let them do it. Solve it.
That, my friends, was an actual police call. I don't know if you could hear it. We could play it again for you, but essentially what the guy says is he's a cop. He's calling. He says, hey, we got a report of gangbangers shooting against gangbangers. What do you want us to do? And he says, leave it. Don't respond. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Look, there is no discussion here. We are on the side of righteousness yet again. How are we here? Forget about the right and the wrong. You should be asking yourself, how can you what is the gap in understanding between somebody that doesn't get that Black Lives Matter, when somebody says that is racist, and anybody saying defund the police is also equally racist, and what they're asking for is chaos and anarchy in the very communities where the police have to go serve. Let me tell you something, what that cop thought is when that, well, good. I don't have to respond? Perfect. Why should I go and put my life at risk and get in the middle of a firefight between gang members when this community doesn't care, when there's no benefit possibly for me except to go kill a black guy and be indicted for it?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president is perhaps not giving an accurate or truthful picture.
That's Seattle's Democratic mayor responding to President Trump saying yesterday that he might send federal forces in to try to break up protesters who've set up a camp along six blocks of Seattle's Capitol Hill district, closing even a police precinct headquarters. Mayor Jenny Durkin says, in fact, it seems more like a block party rather than a violent protest.
There is no threat right now to the public, and we're looking, we're taking that very seriously. We're meeting with businesses and residents. But what the president threatened is illegal and unconstitutional.
She was speaking on CNN. Stocks up sharply in morning trading as Wall Street's trying to rebound from yesterday's steep sell-off. Yesterday, the Dow lost over 1,800 points. This morning, it's been ahead over 700 at times. And this is USA Radio News. A bomb blast at a mosque in Kabul, Afghanistan during Friday prayers, killing at least four people, including the imam. It came just hours after a U.S. envoy and top Afghan officials announced a restart of peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban leaders. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the bombing. The Republican Party has moved its August convention from Charlotte, North Carolina to Jacksonville, Florida, after the Democratic governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, wouldn't guarantee that large crowds would be allowed to gather in the Charlotte venue because of the coronavirus. Florida Mayor Lenny Curry is a Republican. He says he will allow crowds for and against President Trump to protest as long as they do so peacefully.
We have free speech. People protest and disagree, and then people go vote, and their voice will be heard at the ballot box, and that's how we do that peacefully in our country.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As you guys know, we started a charity called a 501c3 called Seeking Educational Excellence, and it's to fight back against the scourge of the social justice agenda in education and promote meritocracy, empowerment of students versus always degrading them, demoralizing them. But welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, seekingeducationalexcellence.org. And I don't have to go very far any particular day to show you how crazy academia has become. They now want to reintroduce the social justice agenda back into schools. We got it removed in the Chandler Unified School District here. It's called the Corwin program, C-O-R-W-Y-N. And now it's back. Why? Because George Floyd got shot. Or not shot, but got killed. And, because they want to you see the lack of social justice, blah, 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 blah. Has nothing to do with academics. George Floyd's death has zero to do with academics. But now all the schools are talking about craziness that needs to happen because this black man died. Same stuff that happened in the time of Michael Brown. Any group of people should be embarrassed at what's happening over George Floyd. If black people were smart, I'm talking about leftists, they would be embarrassed at what's going on with this whole George Floyd thing. They would say, you know what, white people, you enablers, you people that are profiteering on the death of this black man, shame on you. And they should be, just completely upset at what's happening here. But they don't even have the brains to be upset about it. The Kevin Jackson Show is who you're listening to, folks. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So, now, this story is so appalling to me, what I'm about to share with you, with this UCLA accounting professor, that I can't even see straight. So, let me set this up. George Floyd gets killed, and immediately throughout the academia, there's a ripple effect that says, look, we have to give black people some special dispensation to deal with the tragedy of this man's death. Because, as we all know, George Floyd was every black man's brother. Every black girl's brother. Woman's brother, right? We could all relate because George Floyd, did I say George Brown, but I meant George Floyd, got killed. We could all, that collectively brought black people together. Well, I'll tell you what it did. It collectively brought all Americans together to say, look, a guy shouldn't die in custody. Neither should the 20 or so white, unarmed white people that die in custody every day that you will never know of should they die. That's a tragedy. Neither should the, and I have these numbers and I've given them out and I'm going to get them for all the years and commit them to memory, but neither should the 42 policemen who were killed by criminals in 2014, the 51 who were killed by criminals in 2015, and the 64 who were killed by criminals in 2016 that nobody wants to talk about. You couldn't even name a single cop. Nancy Pelosi and her team have never kneeled for any of those lost lives. Anyway, back to academia. So we've got this crazy world of academia where they say, black people, you are so oppressed, and I know that this death of George Floyd has impacted you all, so we're going to change the rules just for you. Now, every academic institution has rules against this type of behavior. They all say things like, it is one for all and all for one. An excuse to get out of a class, an excuse to get out of a test. It is universal. Doesn't matter what color you are. And oh, by the way, academia is supposed to be universally equivalent. They talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. They talk about fairness all the time. And then they break the rules. So here's the first clip where Laura Ingraham is talking about this professor who got suspended.
Someone's fighting back. UCLA has suspended and launched a racial discrimination investigation into Gordon Klein, an accounting professor at the business school there. Now, what's his crime? He refused to move or alter final exams for African-American students in the wake of George Floyd's death. Thousands of students signed a petition demanding that Klein lose his job, and the dean called his conduct troubling. Things are so out of control, the professor is now under police protection after receiving death threats. Professor Klein joins me exclusively now. Professor, how did your supervisor tell you originally to handle all this?
One day before the allegedly infamous email that I sent out, I got a directive, as did my colleagues, that we should absolutely continue the traditional policy of the university and give the exam as scheduled with only the normal excuses such as you're in a car accident, you had a death in the family. I followed the specific direction my boss gave me, and the school knows it.
Here's a passage from the petition signed by 20,000 people to have you fired. We ask for your support in having Professor Klein's professorship terminated for his extremely insensitive, dismissive, and woefully racist response to his students' request for empathy and compassion, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have to read the whole thing. So, Professor, did any other teachers grant exemptions for black students, and why were you singled out, if not?
Well, many people did grant the exemptions. I can leave it to others to figure out why I was the one who was chastised for the action. In my case, I've been there 39 years. I've always been outspoken as an advocate of equal treatment of all students. I've always been known for compassion, but I'm somebody who's on the verge of retirement, and best I can figure out, they needed a sacrificial lamb. That's what my colleagues have told me, and I was easy to sacrifice when they were weighing the principle of standing on equality of treatment for all students, irrespective of color, versus trying to placate the angry mob. It was easy for them, at least they believe it was easy for them, to simply jettison me.
Insulting is how I would describe this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. This is a man who's been doing his job for 39 years in the California system. Undoubtedly, you know, and he's going to go on. We're going to play a second clip. This man has done nothing to indicate that he's racist or whatever, but he's being sued for racial discrimination because he didn't move the finals for blacks because of the death of one obscure man from Chicago. This guy's not even from California. It's not like Denzel died, you know, and people are going, oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, not that they should do it then, and I'm just being facetious, as you probably know. I have to sometimes explain things because we do have Democrats and leftists who listen to the program, and they don't have the intellect of a three-year-old. He says, I got a memo from my boss that says, give the exam as scheduled. No exceptions. Follow the directions of the university, which is what he did. And a petition was signed by 20,000 people to get rid of him because they said he's insensitive. He gave a racist response, they say, to their plight. Let me tell you, these little weak-kneed sissies, snowflakes, that academia has created, if you want to know why we are where we are, I give you the academic system that's in place. Everything that my group fights against. Let's play the next one, because I don't even want to take this into another segment.
What do people have to understand tonight, sir, about academic institutions as incredibly important as UCLA, and what's happening to free thought and free inquiry?
It is absolutely a sad day for free inquiry. I cited in my email my belief in Martin Luther King's principles. I called Minnesota a tragedy. And this student himself who contacted me, thanked me for getting them through troubling times, thanked me for sending them anti-racist materials. The school simply doesn't care. They want to placate the angry mob, and it's a tragedy for the future of education because historically and in the faculty code of conduct, you don't have a choice. You must grade people based on merit, and the school is disregarding its own policies in favor of the squeaky wheel, those who threaten to riot.
How much intellectual, ideological diversity, professor, is there at UCLA today?
It's so tragic. It's so tragic. It makes my heart bleed. When I teach my classes, I tell people the first day, I'm going to call balls and strikes like any umpire. Sometimes you'll think I'm to the left. Sometimes you'll think I'm to the right. And I've done my job if you leave this class and you have no idea of my politics. I think I'm this rare unicorn, sadly, who believes in the importance of analyzing things irrespective. Sometimes people think I'm on the left. Sometimes they think I'm on the right. And I just call it as neutral as I can. And I think that is the standard academia should apply. Sadly, I understand many do not.
That is the state of education in America summed up pretty nicely.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
IBM says it's going to get out of the facial recognition business. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. This is one of the premier computer companies in the world. And it says, you know what? This new technology, artificial intelligence, all these other things, everything that's going to lead us into the future, we're out of it. George Floyd is what it took for a company like IBM to make the decision to say, we're not getting into this. We don't want to run the risk of anybody coming back to sue us over whatever issue. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Amazon has announced that it will not allow law enforcement to use its facial recognition software for at least a year because it says it wants people to, the police departments and the legislators to figure out the best way to implement this, you know, for the right social justice agenda. So, in other words, black people get a year to purge. Welcome back again. I'm telling you guys, I want you to understand, you're going to get treated to some very cold, hard truths, because that's essentially what they're telling us. With 50% of the criminality being committed in the United States of heinous crimes done by a few black folks, only a handful, a very small percentage, about 6% of the people in this country commit almost 50% of its violent crimes. And it's young black men. And what Amazon is saying is, we don't want you racially profiling. Our software maybe isn't good enough to determine if it's the right black guy. So we want to keep everybody at arm's length on this subject because, hey, we do not want to get in trouble. IBM is out. They've said we're done. The purge. Now, if you're white, the software will detect you because it was designed by white people, supposedly, and it would know who you are. Now, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, if you believe that programmers are all white guys, you're sadly mistaken. Programmers are Indians and Chinese and white people, a handful of blacks and Latinos and women, and probably some gay people mixed in there, too. Which, by the way, how does it recognize gay? That's what I want to know. Yeah, so the idea here is that this facial recognition software isn't going to give a black man a fair shake in the time of the death of George Floyd. So we need to take some pause and see where this thing is all going to go. And this is what Amazon announced earlier this week. It's going to give Congress enough time to look at legislation to regulate what they call controversial technology. And it's called recognition. They spell it with a K, R-E-K, ignition, you know, R-E-K. So they spell it phonetically as if they made it for black people to go by. You know, we're the ones that do phonetic spelling. We don't actually use the right spelling of things. They say that it's been criticized for having a racial and a gender bias. It misidentifies blacks and Asian more frequently than it does whites. I guess it's spot on for Latinos, because, you know, we can all tell who people are. But this is what gets me, the controversy of recognition software. The controversy is based on the idea that a computer can look at a crowd of people and make a quick determination of, is this the person we're looking for? And it was really designed to look for terrorists, you know, or somebody that's committed a crime, and you've got these street cams, and it says, yep, that's you, and we can track you from here to here to here. Now, it's rather Orwellian, it's Big Brother, but you could see a need for it if used for the right purposes. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'll tell you, I think it's pretty doggone impressive. Oh, I understand the Big Brother aspects, but as an engineer, as a person who would have worked on this type of technology, I say, wow, look at what this computer can do. This software was meant to be able to discern between billions of people. It builds a 2D image and a 3D image of your face, and then it can track you. I know, I'm telling you, I get the negative, you know, I see people out there going, I don't know that I want to be tracked. I get it. But you probably didn't know that you wanted a phone that wasn't tethered to a cord until somebody did it. Or a radio that wasn't tethered, you know, where you leave within a certain distance and you no longer have the signal. Who knew we would have satellite radio? Or GPS that can track where you go. We can easily go, I don't want to be tracked. Yeah, well, if you're stuck in a crevice because you were skiing down a mountain and you fell in that crevice, you probably want to know there's GPS there. Maybe you're in an ocean, you know, in the ocean, and your ship capsizes, and you want to have that little beacon that sends a signal up to a satellite saying, hey, here's exactly where he is in this big sea of water. Look, I get it.
I get the things. I don't think they need to know I went to the grocery store, and then I went over to my kid's house, and then I went over here, and I decided to go to the casino but didn't tell mama, right? I agree. I see both sides of this argument. But here's the other thing about this software. It's doing what humans do, right? What are we asking people to do when a crime is committed? We go, are there any eyewitnesses? Yeah, here, I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes. Okay, great. Come on in, eyewitness. Do you know what happens in many cases with eyewitness reports? It turns out that the eyewitness was wrong. It took DNA to overturn these cases, and I've got the studies. And look, I'm not bringing you stuff that I'm not aware of. I got it. You know, the people that have been put in jail because they were misidentified. So now we've got computer technology that can say, I'm going to scan and look and determine who did what. And it's not perfect. I've heard it's only 99%. What do you think it is for humans? I got a story where 75% of the time they say people misidentify. 75% DNA has gotten people out of prison because somebody misidentified the wrong person. There's a real interesting story about an engineer from E-System. His name is Linnell Jeter, and he was misidentified. They said he went for lunch, and he robbed a Kentucky Fried Chicken. How fitting was that? Misidentified. So when we talk about facial recognition software, facial recognition software is actually something good when it's used correctly. Don't misunderstand me. We got if Obama's government is using facial recognition software or racial recognition software, then you got a problem. But if you have a decent criminal justice system that just says, let me look at the cameras and see who was there, and all we're going to look, we're going to investigate the crimes we're going to investigate, then it works. And I've looked into it. I've looked into it heavily. As an engineer, I want to know about facial recognition software. And here's the beauty of it. NASA has, the government has satellites that can recognize your face from space. It can tell that's Kevin and that's Kirk Jackson. Identify me versus my brother from thousands of miles in the sky, and we don't want to use this technology so we can make sure we have the right criminal. Let me put it another way. How do you think facial recognition software would work if you put it in black neighborhoods and you had the most fine-grained cameras that had every angle of the black community covered? How do you think crime would go? Do you think we would solve some of the crime? Do you think we could identify gang members? Let me tell you something, folks. The reason why this facial recognition software is not going to be deployed is for the very racist reason that it would absolutely reduce crime in black neighborhoods. It would reduce crime overall. I'm not telling you that Big Brother should have carte blanche in tracking your whereabouts. That's not the case. But it would help. According to the Innocence Project, a national organization that is dedicated to overturning wrongful convictions, because of DNA testing, witness misidentification was the cause of more than 75% of the wrongful convictions that DNA evidence later overturned. Now, what causes it? They said your ability to recall every aspect of a person's look. Things occur quickly. Poor lighting conditions, whatever. That's what plays into this. And then suddenly, the details become obscure. They've done projects with this. There's a thing called brain games, and I watched them talk about this where they said, describe the people who were around you, and people missed it by a mile. This is not a bad technology, but now we're going to let black criminals and other criminals have the purge because we decide, hey, we don't want to use this software because George Floyd died.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.